I guess I just wanted to bring you up to date on what's happening currently and the history. So it's been fairly quiet, actually, on the abortion rights front, especially in BC the last few years. There's 6 clinics now in BC. They're all operating successfully. They're all fully funded by the provincial government. And there's still a few protester problems here and there, mostly at Every Woman's Health Center, but it's quite peaceful, and they don't really cause too many problems with the patients or the staff anymore. There's a bubble zone in place that protects the clinics and also VGH. As far as activism goes, it's been quiet as well. We used to have a national group called the Canadian Abortion Rights Action League that was based in Ottawa. And they're pretty much defunct now. So our group here in BC, with the Pro-Choice Action Network, we've been spearheading an effort to start a new national political pro-choice group in Canada. And it's been going very well. But we're still in the early stages yet. So, but I think there is definitely a strong need for a political group in Canada. I mean, when you think about it, it's interesting because there's many more anti-abortion groups in Canada than there are pro-choice groups. The anti-abortion group is actually a lot larger, a lot more well-organized and well-funded. I guess that's because they have a lot more to fight for, because in Canada, I think abortion is considered a settled issue compared to many other parts of the world, especially the United States. As Anne mentioned, Canada is one of the few countries in the world with no laws at all against abortion. The only other countries, in fact, are North Korea and China. So we're the only democratic country in the world with no abortion laws, which is really a good thing because when you think about it, under our charter, it's really a no-go because women have equality rights under our charter. And if you have any kind of regulation or law that regulates pregnancy, it automatically kind of discriminates against women because only women can get pregnant and not men. So, and judges have sort of recognized that principle and said that they can't really give any rights to fetuses because that would infringe on women's constitutional rights, which are already established in their equality rights. And that's not the case in the states where they don't have the Equal Rights Amendment there yet, although apparently they're still working on that. But basically, I think Canada has become more pro-choice, especially over the last 15 years since the Morgenthaler decision in 1988. And when it does come up in the media, like during the election, I think if you remember during the federal election last year in June, it became an issue because of some anti-choice MPs from the Conservative Party kind of bringing up a few points and basically their personal opinions about abortion. And they were really attacked for it by the media primarily and also by Liberal MPs. I mean, the pro-choice movement didn't have to get involved at all. We were sitting on the sidelines saying, hey, what's going on here? But so it's sort of nice to see in a way that people don't want this issue brought back up again, because it shouldn't. It is a settled issue. We don't need a law. We don't need any restrictions or regulations. Things are going fine. I mean, if you look at the multitude of laws and restrictions in the U.S. and you look at abortion rates and demographics, I mean, the laws in a way don't make any difference. Women have abortions anyway. They still have them early. The vast majority of abortions are done in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. Only very, very few, the most necessary ones really are done later for usually health reasons or fetal abnormalities. So there's no problem. You know, I mean, we can trust doctors to exercise their professional medical judgment, and we can trust women to exercise their sensible moral judgment, and that's all that's needed to regulate the process. And I think Canada kind of recognizes that, and they want to just leave it alone. So I'd like to, I've done some public speaking internationally on this issue as well, and I'd like to sort of point to Canada as a model, really, for the rest of the world to follow. Especially countries in Western Europe are actually quite envious of us, I think. So it's important to me, at least, that we sort of keep it that way. Anytime we do hear abortion come up in the media or someone talking about the need to restrict it, we need to sort of speak against that possibility, because any law that gets put in place, even if it's just something that's kind of on the edges, can be used to build more laws on top of that. So that's why we need a free and clear field to protect women's rights.